5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Clan coach Ryan Finnerty on the back of the penalty shots lost to Nottingham Panthers. Ryan, just reflect on your thoughts on the game first of all, please.
We had a great start, the start we wanted. We wanted to get on Greener, and I mean, Greener's a good goalie. It didn't matter if he was in the net or not. He wasn't going to be the difference. But we felt that we may have rattled him, and then we didn't put the throat on the neck. We let Nottingham claw back. Even at 3-0, we just let him claw back in it. Made a couple mistakes that cost us, but ultimately, my power play was the reason we lost the game today. 1,000,000,000%. The power play was the reason we lost the game.
The power play of late has been quite poor, not just tonight, but in recent games.
Quite poor is actually being pretty complimentary. It's been disgusting, embarrassing, any other word you want to go along that line, that's what it's been. And tonight was probably the lowest in my coaching career I've ever seen. You know, I can help power play units not scoring goals when they're executing plays and stuff that we practice religiously and spend a lot of time on. I can handle goalies making saves. I can handle, you know, I can handle all that. I can't handle when four guys continuously outwork five guys. And that's what we got today.
It was a tough one to take, obviously, when it came to penalty shots. That's another problem area, the fact that beyond 60 minutes, that's 7 out of 8 now. You can't seem to take the game beyond there. Is that an issue?
Well, of course it's an issue. You know, you got in this, and the league's this tight, and you know, you got to secure that second. That's 8 points. It's 8 points. You know, you put eight, you top eight onto us, you know, or even if you split those and go 50%, it's four extra points, and pretty frustrating. Yeah, you know, and the 4-on-4 is something we spent a lot of work on, you know, this week, and it probably didn't show, but it's just an area where you gotta adapt and you gotta learn and you gotta be comfortable playing with the puck. And tonight we weren't. We got pressured and we just turned it over and turned out, you know, we just gave up puck possession, which was something we didn't want to do. And then, you know, penalty shots, you know, honestly, you could spend all week doing penalty shots. It doesn't matter. When it comes down to it, obviously we practice it and we practice it with Holtze and Rusty, but it comes down to it. It's individual versus individual. It's one-on-one, and you know, you got to execute, and we didn't. We didn't execute. Nezzy's been our best guy by far in penalty shots, and he buried, and we just couldn't get any more past Greener, and you lose games. But you know what? We didn't deserve to win that game when it got to overtime. We didn't deserve once it got to overtime with the amount of chances you get. You get a 5-on-3, you get a 4-on-3, and you don't execute, you don't deserve to win. And we would have been kidding. We escaped 2 points today and pat ourselves on the back. When your top line is getting outworked continuously on the power play, you have serious, serious problems. And that's what's going on right now. And I don't care. I'm not hiding. I'm not protecting them anymore. You go out and you work hard and you don't execute. You move on, heads up to the next game. You go out and get outworked by four guys when you're a five-man unit. You got to make changes on that unit, on that power play, and that's what we're going to do. We're gonna give the guys who I know are going to work, the Ben Davises of the world, are going to see a lot more ice time on the power play.
It's only a matter of hours now before you go to Edinburgh tomorrow. You've got tonight and then into tomorrow as well. Do you have time to look back in tonight's game and try and do something about what happened tonight?
Well, you know what? This is where the character of the teams, you can sit here and go, and even as a coach, you can sit here and be negative, 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 or you can man up, realize that you got outworked. You lost it because of this one area. This is where you lost it. This is where we identified. We're going to change it. We're going to make a change, and we're going to move on, and you're going to go and play the next day just like we've done since we were kids. This is where you see the character of your team. You either get a team that's going to go in and feel sorry for themselves and look next to them for every excuse in the book, or you're going to a team that's going to go there pissed off and go to work. It's two options. I mean, it's We've seen Edinburgh enough. We know what they do. You know, they're not a new team. You know, it's not like playing Nottingham where we got to do a lot of homework and we got to readjust. Mm. We know what Edinburgh's going to bring. We've seen them enough. Saw them last week. You know, we know it's a tough place to win this year. But this is where the character of the team is. And this is what championship teams are built on. Teams that this is where I get a good look at what I have going into January, February, you know, what kind of guys we have. Because right now we got outworked and we coughed up two huge points to potentially the league leaders. And, you know, it's down to one area, and it's your top guys that play in that area. So, you know, if they show up tomorrow, we need them. We can't win without our top guys, but, you know, we're going to make some changes on that power play because, yeah, like I said, it's one thing to talk about it and you rah, rah, and rah, but you got to execute when you get a chance, and getting out work like we did tonight is just unacceptable.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks.